Our community connection this morning brought to you by the Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home. And in this morning on a community connection, just a city business update, City Councilman Alan Gentius, thanks so much for coming in this morning, sir.
Thank you for having me, Charlie.
It's a good day in the neighborhood and a good day for us to talk about some projects around the city of Bartlesville. I drove by the site of the future Tower Green project. It looks like you got a sewer project going on right now, though.
Right. The stormwater project is in full bloom. And if anyone drives by, they'll see a big hole and a lot of guys working. And from what I understand, they're on task for that. And, of course, that project has to be completed or substantially completed before we start the demolition and then the building back of the Tower Center project.
As that project moves along, and I realize that a lot of things are yet to be approved by the council, but last time I knew the story, the budget was going to be a little tight for what you would like to get accomplished.
Right, as of course we always try to stay within budget, and after the approval, there were a few things that were added, like the bathrooms and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly expensive items, but we kind of feel like that we need those, so we're trying to keep those within it, making some adjustments, also trying to stay within certain ideas, like this would be an easy to maintain a place, of course, plus being beautiful and fit in with the architectural design. And we're moving along with that. We'll have another meeting for our Tower Green Design Committee on the 26th mm-hmm. of this month. And then I think some recommendations will go to council. Most likely a couple of bids will be let. And so once the stormwater management project is pretty well completed, then they'll start demolition.
As I recall, some donations for some features for the Center Green as well.
Right.
I don't remember all the organizations. I remember there were several, so I'm just going to say some donations.
From my memory, Young Professionals have donated some money, and I think that's for an art piece. And we've got part of the committee's looking at that. And of course, we'll take their ideas also.
Sure.
And that will fit into probably there's an area they're calling the Wild, which will be probably in that area. Maybe something that has a musical element similar to what they have at the gathering place in Tulsa. And then Arvest has donated some money, which was undesignated, which we appreciate very much. And then we're also asking for some donations, and there'll probably be some announcements on that going forward.
I would imagine. So this is a generous community, and I think the idea has grown and evolved, and people want to see it to be a beautiful place.
Yes, and I think it will be. I think we'll be all very happy. Be a great venue for events of all kinds, festivals, those sort of things, and of course families just be able to go down there and have a good time, and we're all looking forward to it.
Yeah. Closing a couple of weeks of the fiscal year, and I'm sure you're all set and ready to start fiscal year 2020.
We are. We approved the budget at the last meeting, and that went surprisingly smooth. It was similar to the budget that we approved last year. Things look fairly good as far as the income aspect of it. Expenses are in line, and in fact, I think our city manager had said this was one of the easiest budgets that he had been a part of, and things are running very smoothly as far as the financial end of it.
Well, one nice thing, you've got a mostly experienced council. I think this is your first year any councilman works on a budget. It's a little bit of a strenuous process for that individual just because it's a lot of numbers to try to put together.
Well, and you always get that big book that they deliver to your house, and if you haven't seen something like that before, your eyes might glaze over a little bit. Fortunately, as you said, we have a lot of folks on council that have experience with those sort of things, and with this budget in particular. Of course, we have a banker on the council as well as an accountant, and you know, I'm a lawyer, so I've seen a few budgets.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like we have to go line by line and say, well, what is this, and should we cut here, and those kind of things. It's something that we can look at and go through fairly quickly and make those decisions and move forward. A couple of the things that I was pretty excited about, we have created that transportation committee this year, and City Ride, we've been working with City Ride to make sure people can get to work and those kind of things. City Ride had come up with a program in which if you were going to work, you could only pay $1. And they were doing it as long as they could. They needed a little more funding. I think it was $10,000. And so that was included in the budget going forward. And understand that there are almost 100 people who weren't going to work before that are now able to go and make money and, of course, spend money. And I think it's just a really good part of the community. So I think that's working well. So I was kind of excited to see that. Most of the other things stayed fairly static within the budget.
As I recall, the last transportation committee that I went to, the reservation process seemed to go well. And other than a few people whose work hours didn't quite coincide with the planned service hours, they were either working earlier or later than what you were running. And I think they were trying to make every effort they could to meet those individual demands as well.
They've done a really good job, and I think that's working pretty well. Of course, we'll continue to try to improve that, and then there are some other elements that we're working on with that committee, some other kinds of transportation elements, mostly things like alternative kinds of transportation that people are wanting. We had a little bit of a presentation as to connecting Pathfinder to the different neighborhoods, and I think that we're making some good progress there. Some expansion of Pathfinder, of course, was in the has been in the planning, and I think we'll be working on that, especially over by Eastland Mall in that area. So it's been good. Of course, it's a somewhat of a fledgling a group, but I think we'll be continue to move forward with that.
That's good. It has been a need for the community for quite some time, and while City Ride has, I think, you know, tried to work with the both the population and the city, and they seem to be able to stretch dollars very well.
They do an amazing job. I've listened to some of their presentations on where they receive so many different kinds of grants and different kinds of sources of income from different groups such as the tribes and those sort of things, and then of course government grants. How they put that patchwork together and make it work is pretty amazing. So we appreciate what they're doing. We'll continue to work with them and make sure that people can get to work, get to the doctor if they need to. You know, of course, in our family we have a lot of cars and everybody has that kind of transportation, but not every family is as fortunate as we are.
No, but as public transportation becomes more available, and it will probably never be a large network in the city just because we've got a pretty affluent population overall, but it's pretty convenient if there's a way to hop a ride for a fairly inexpensive fee and get where you need to go and get there on a timely basis.
That's right, and there are a lot of young people who are really interested in more of a public transportation approach. You know, we thought about a circuit of some sort. You know, the expense involved with that and the number of people we're serving didn't seem like it fit a city of our size. The actual door-to-door service the City Ride was providing sounded like it would fit. So working with them, they've been able to come up with some things that have made that work, and we'll hope that continues to work into the future.
We're talking with Councilman Alan Gentius this morning on Community Connection. We've got more to talk about. We will continue coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Continuing our time this morning with Councilman Alan Gentius, and Price Road opened up again. I noticed that yesterday.
Yes, Diane, my wife and I were on that road yesterday ourselves, and we were glad to see it. It's much smoother than it was before. I know I had one citizen said they were going to miss that rhythmic thumping as you went down the road.
Just turn the radio up louder.
There you go. So, or beat on your steering wheel or something. But it's there is quite an improvement. And, of course, the shoulders are really great. I think that we now have some fairly broad shoulders on that road. I think they're still doing a little work because they've got the large machines out that do the diamond cutting to make it even smoother, a few little touch-ups, but it is much, much better than it was, and we're really glad because that's the way we go to church and
Absolutely.
Come back.
It's a well-traveled road, and I think it was probably always well used, but once the roundabout opened up, that thoroughfare just seemed to get a lot more traffic.
It has, and the roundabout actually was much a big surprise to me. I didn't think it would be so successful, but I love that thing. So it seems to work well, traffic seems to flow well, and of course with Price Road improved, we'll probably see a lot more traffic.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I saw something from the city yesterday that there was a little bit more work to do, just to, like you said, putting the finishing touches on Price Road, but it looks great.
It's a whole lot better than it was, and like I said, I really like the shoulders. I think from a safety concern, it's very helpful. And I have seen, in fact, yesterday we saw people, I'd seen before people trying to walk in the grass, but now they're using the shoulder, and gives them a little bit of a chance to be able to pass east-west in town along that route and in a little more safe manner. So I think it'll be great.
Well, the time of hot weather is also the time of construction projects where you get to work on things like, well, Price Road pretty much finished, but now I'm sure there will be things all over town as the street department gets to do what the street department does.
There'll be a lot of streets, and we won't be quite like Tulsa. I think they say that you can't get to anywhere in Tulsa because there's always some sort of street project.
The IDL is a mess, last I knew, yeah.
Yeah, it's a dirt road. We were there yesterday, and there was I'd never seen the IDL being a dirt road before. We won't be that challenging, but there will be a lot of different projects here in Bartlesville, and it's progress. When we're in the middle of it, it's kind of a problem, but when we're done, we're really, really glad that it's been completed, and it's a necessary part of what we provide. You have to make sure the roads are as good as you can possibly get them, and in comparison to some other cities I've been to lately, I think we're doing a good job here, and we'll continue to spend money and time and effort on that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And there is a opening if people are interested.
I was going to ask. Last I knew, the city committees were full, but I figured it wouldn't last all that long.
Right. There is an opening on traffic and streets, and I believe that group is going to be dealing with parking. In fact, I think there's going to be a survey coming up on that, so that's always a challenging task. And then there's also an opening on the Bartlesville Area History Museum Trust Authority.
Okay.
So if you're interested in history and what's happened in the past here at Bartlesville, that would be a good authority to be a part of.
Speaking of surveys, of course, the survey for the recycling study was opened up a few weeks ago, and I hope that a lot of people made their views known on that one.
Well, I've heard that there's over 1,000 responses, and I haven't checked lately, and that was fairly early in. Mm-hmm. And that survey is still online, and you can still do it as the through the 30th of June. We got on, my family got online, and the whole group, and have done it. And it's a nice little survey. It doesn't take very long. It's fairly comprehensive as to not only just recycling, but a bunch of other kinds of things you might want to look at, such as maybe having a cleanup day where there would be a dumpster in your neighborhood, those kind of things where people can come and throw things away. So it's a really good survey. It also talks about the financial end of it, what we'd be willing to finance on that, small amounts, up to a little bit more amounts every month on the water bill. But it certainly could improve the kind of pickup that we have, or at least enlarge those kind of pickups.
Oh, and if you wanted to, I'm sure there could have been 100 or so questions that you could have asked on that survey, and probably was somewhat of a difficult task to narrow it down to the number of questions that you felt was comfortable that people could ask or answer rather in a short period of time. Would you like to see this recycling? How much would you pay for it if you had it? If it was this amount, would that be too much? Would you like large item pickup and that sort of thing?
So, right. And they spent, staff spent quite a bit of time, and I think at least one of the council members spent quite a bit of time going through devising the survey. And as you said, you want to make sure that it's something that people would have the time to respond to, and they feel comfortable responding to, and it's clear. So I think they did a good job, and folks can get on the website, the City of Bartlesville website, and take that survey and let their voice be known. It's kind of direct democracy almost. So let us know what you think, and then we'll be probably adjusting some policies going forward maybe providing some additional services.
Whether it's direct democracy or whether it's simply direct direction to the council to then still be our elected representative, I'll leave you on that philosophy either way. But yeah. It's good to know at least what the interested people who take the survey have to say about it.
That's right. Yeah.
Will those results be made public or simply will they help inform the council decision?
Well, I'm always for making things public, so I would assume that we'll make them public, and people, and I'm sure at any meeting that we have, it'll be open, and that information will be provided, and the city, the public will learn about how it turned out, and then, as I said, we'll probably make policies on that.
Okay.
And your rendition of how the government works is much more accurate than what I was.
Well, it's just my preference anyway. I try to tell the story the way I think the founders wanted it, and certainly the way I believe this, the city charter talks about it.
Absolutely.
The end of the fiscal year, last I knew budget-wise, while not great success, it was a cause for some positive celebration that things were doing well this year.
Yep. It seems, as we said before, the income is pretty steady. It's pretty much on track what we thought it would be. How they are able to predict fairly closely from one year to another is always kind of magic to me, but they seem to be doing a very good job with that. And as I said, the budget is fairly static from the year before. There's some increase that you can expect, but I think that that we're in good shape as far as finances and moving forward. I think we'll be continuing good shape. You know, we continue to work on economic development. there are some jobs, coming to town. I know with ABB and, mm-hmm. and some of the other things, some of the folks that we thought would leave from Siemens are staying, and we continue to work on that. Then we have a fairly exciting project that's we're working on some of the development, so we'll see how that goes. We'll know more about that in the future as far as if we'll be bringing more primary jobs.
Well, community development, always a fun topic to talk about. Unfortunately, much of that work is of a confidential nature, and until everybody's signature is on the paper, all you can say is something vague about being optimistic and that sort of thing.
And as you notice, I was fairly vague.
And I congratulate you for that vagary, if that is such a word.
Yeah.
But it's nice to at least say that those who are involved with the process seem optimistic about it. There have been times when maybe there wasn't a whole lot to be optimistic about. So.
Right. Well, and I heard this morning that the economy in general is, when it comes to labor, a lot of jobs apparently, and they're having problems even finding people for like entry-level service jobs. So
yeah.
It's kind of a bad problem for if you're in that industry, but if you're looking for a job, it's a good thing. And we like it when everybody gets to go to work.
Absolutely. Fill out the survey. Be part of the recycling survey that's on the city's website. And, Alan, thank you so much for coming in and giving the listeners an update on what's going on in city government. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. We've
got Community Connection on 1400 K1. News on the way next from the ONN.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.